Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station where children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from 54th and Broadway, New York City. Ben Doyle back in Memphis producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. And I hope you're digging the Grizzlies scheduling news that's trickling out, because it's all good stuff so far. We found out over the weekend that we're going to get Grizz Warriors on Christmas Day. That's awesome. It was reported last night the Grizzlies will open the 2022-23 season inside FedEx Forum against the New York Knicks. That's cool. And it was reported today that the Grizzlies will once again play on Martin Luther King Day inside FedEx Forum. The opponent, the Phoenix Suns, the franchise that had the best record in the NBA last season. So it's all good stuff. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, former Sports 56 host Peter Edmiston going to join me. Some Grizzly scheduling news trickling out. Been wanting to have Peter on now that he's an unrestricted free agent, so figured today was a perfect day to talk Grizzlies with Peter Edmiston. He's going to join me in the next segment right around 425. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point we'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them some prominent PGA Tour players, among them Tiger Woods. I spent the day meeting in Delaware to discuss what the next move should be as LIV continues to pull players to their side in this golf war. I'll get you updated on that story around 444. The Atlanta Braves, I can't ignore it, Bennett. Would be right if I ignored it. Whipped the New York Mets last night down at Truist Park. 13-1? Cut the Mets lead in the NL East to just 4.5 games heading into tonight. Spend some time on that a little later on this hour. Rough development for University of Memphis alum Anthony Miller. Was projected to make the Steelers' 53-man roster, but he suffered a shoulder injury last week, and today it was reported to be a season-ending shoulder injury. That stinks. We'll discuss it just before 5 o'clock. And Better Call Saul wrapped its final season last night. Well done ending. Incredible show. Talk about it during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, no Jeff Calkins. He's in Switzerland. Going to be away all week. So today in that spot, I'll talk to ESPN's Adam Rittenberg, and then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with more Grizz scheduling news. Like I said, over the weekend, we learned that the Grizzlies are going to, for the first time in franchise history, get to play on Christmas Day. Grizz Warriors, 12:25. And then last night, we learned that the Grizzlies will open the season at FedEx Forum against the New York Knicks, 10:19. And today we learned that the Grizzlies will once again host an MLK Day game, and it's a good one. Suns at Grizzlies, 116. Big Bet Bennett, can you dig it? So far, scheduling news has been pretty exciting.
Yeah, I am excited about these. And hopefully, you know, like you mentioned a couple of days ago, that it's the start of us learning that the Grizzlies are going to have probably more national TV games than they ever had before this season.
Yeah, the full schedule should be released tomorrow. And I think when we get that, we'll realize the Grizzlies are going to be scheduled for more true national television games. Than than at any other time in franchise history. And one of them, of course, will be the MLK Day game. You know, they've had one. The Grizzlies have. You know, every year since 2003, except for 2017. You remember that when they had the game the night before MLK Day game?
That was a big deal here. And then we got to change back, thank God.
Yeah, they played the night before MLK Day. Big mistake. Just didn't feel the same.
No.
And since then, the NBA has clearly prioritized it. Because in 2018, we went back to playing on MLK Day. Lakers-Grizzlies in 2018. Pelicans-Grizzlies in 2019. Pelicans-Grizzlies again in 2020. Suns-Grizzlies in 2021. Bulls-Grizzlies last season. And now it'll be Suns-Grizzlies again this season in 2023. That's the teams with the two best records in the NBA last season. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton on one side, Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, and I think Jaren Jackson Jr. on the other side. You know, the Grizzlies had said when they announced Jaren's surgery that the recovery time was 4 to 6 months. It's 4 to 6 months from June 30th. October 30th is 4 months. December 30th is 6 months. MLK Day is January 16th. So that's basically 6 months and 2 weeks from the time Jaren had surgery. Unless the rehab is stalled or something else goes wrong, he should be back by then, right? You think Jaren plays on MLK Day?
For sure. Yeah.
I would never say for sure.
No, I mean, something would have had to go wrong, I think, because everything that we've heard suggests that he's going to be back sooner rather than later when the season starts. That's at least what I'm rolling with.
Yeah, the Grizzlies haven't really updated his status, but he has seemed optimistic on social media. His teammates have seemed optimistic on social media. Even at 6 months, which is the end of what the Grizzlies projected as a possible return, like that's the high number, that still puts him back late December, early January, literally weeks in advance of January 16th, MLK Day. So, yeah, I would assume Jaren Jackson Jr. is in uniform for that high-profile game. But as always, I guess we'll see. The full schedule, like I said, supposed to be released tomorrow afternoon. But we already know that the Grizzlies, and this is significant, are playing on two of the most important days of the regular season, Christmas Day and MLK Day. I would argue, and you tell me if I missed anything here, but I would argue that the three biggest regular season days in the NBA are opening night, not just the first game for everybody, but like literally that opening night doubleheader, mm-hmm, where only four teams get to play on that. Opening night, Christmas Day, MLK Day. Is there another one I'm missing?
I don't think so. I really do think that those are the dates, yeah.
Yeah, I think
those are
the
three big ones.
I think every other date in the regular season is just a date in the regular season. But opening night, that TNT doubleheader, Christmas Day, and MLK Day are three significant days in the NBA. And the Grizzlies will be playing on two of them. Only thing missing is opening night, which we now know will be Sixers at Celtics, followed by Lakers at Warriors. Would have loved for Grizz Warriors to be opening night, but if you're doing Grizz Warriors on Christmas, I guess you might not want Grizz Warriors on opening night as well. You know, for what it's worth, no Christmas games are replicated on opening night. The four teams playing on opening night are also playing on Christmas, but opening night is Sixers, Celtics, Lakers, Warriors, and on Christmas Day, it's Sixers, Knicks, Celtics, Bucks, Lakers, Mavericks, and Grizzlies, Warriors. So, though the four teams playing on opening night are also playing on Christmas, none of the matchups are double ups there.
I will say it is kind of BS that the NFL is starting to take over Christmas now.
Well, that is, I mean, it's just the NFL can take over whatever it
wants.
Come
on, y'all! Like, give us this day.
It would, like, I don't know that Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, has addressed that. But you got to think he's frustrated by it because the NBA has mostly owned Christmas Day. Like, that's, if you're a sports fan, you know, if you're a normal American, you'll wake up And, you know, if you got kids, you got Santa Claus and you open presents. And then, you know, you're going to bounce around, perhaps, at least the way I usually spend Christmas. You know, go to somebody's house, somebody else's house, maybe stay at home. But, like, if you're a sports fan, what's on in the background all day long are NBA games. Like, that's what we're watching. Like, we usually spend Christmas night at my father's. And, you know, whatever primetime NBA game is on, like, that's going to be what's on television. And now in most households throughout the country, it's going to be NFL.
Yeah, I mean, if you like the last NFL game is Bucks Cardinals at 7:20, and the Grizzlies are going to be at Golden State. So you would think that the Grizzlies are going to get some shine on their own, depending on when that NFL game ends. Because I would assume that the Grizzlies Warriors game is probably going to be the last game of the day. I would think it would be.
I'm not sure. I'm assuming Lakers Mavericks is probably that big.
That one could be too.
Is the big window like where? You know, that like that late afternoon window, I believe, is the preferable window. And that's probably where you put the Lakers and LeBron, I guess. But maybe the Warriors and Grizzlies get that spot. I'm not sure. But, you know, however many eyeballs you would have on the NBA on Christmas Day previously is going to be slashed a little bit because you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on the NFL. Like I noted, the three big days in the regular season in the NBA – opening night, Christmas Day, MLK Day. I do think opening night is the hardest to get on because there's only four spots. And because that's only two games. It's a doubleheader. So there's only four slots. One goes to the champion. So you gotta be the champion to get one of the spots. One goes to LeBron. so sometimes LeBron is the champion, so that's all accounted for. But if LeBron's not the champion, LeBron gets one of the spots. That's what is usually the case. And so you're basically competing with 20, you know, seven other franchises, if you're the Grizzlies, for the two other spots. All right, here's a question for you. You think the Grizzlies ever get an opening night game? Let's say in the next 10 years, do they get an opening night game?
I think that they have to go to a conference finals for sure for that to happen.
Probably gotta get maybe to an NBA Finals.
Maybe so, because it's just four teams. So yeah, I think conference finals or NBA Finals is the only thing that's going to assure that happens. Yeah,
because if you look at this year's matchups, it's the champs. That's the Warriors. It's LeBron. It's, you know, that speaks for itself. It's the Celtics franchise that was in the finals, and the Sixers, which is big market Joel Embiid, James Harden. So that all makes sense. The Grizzlies are still trying to get to that level. But, yeah, you know, I'm a believer that they can win a championship. You know, if John Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr. stay healthy, you know, if you know, they hit another one in the draft somewhere along the way, I think they can win a championship. Certainly win a Western Conference. And that's the type of thing that can get you on opening night. So I would bet, yes, at some point in the next decade, they are playing on opening night in that doubleheader. But that's still the thing they're trying to check off the list. They got their first Christmas Day game, still trying to get an opening night game. Either way, as it pertains to the schedule, so far, so good. You know, they are the headlining game in many ways on Christmas. Clearly the headlining game on MLK Day, because the other game, a high-profile game on MLK Day is Heat-Hawks in Atlanta, which, by the way, means the two main games on MLK Day will originate in Atlanta and in Memphis. That's where Dr. King was born and where Dr. King died. That's the NBA doing it right. And with Ja Morant, you know, now being a true superstar and the Grizzlies being legitimate contenders, it makes it a lot easier for the NBA to prioritize Memphis for MLK Day. We basically always had it, but it hasn't always been a priority.
Right.
You know, sometimes the matchups have been uninteresting. Sometimes the game has been on NBA TV as opposed to TNT. But now it's the main attraction on a significant day in this country, in that league. Suns Grizzlies on January 16th. And now we're just waiting for tip time, which is usually during this show. And hopefully that doesn't change.
No.
Because personally, that's a big day for me as well.
Yeah, I got to be. But I like being down there. I like being a part of the whole thing. So, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that too.
That, you know, January, first week of January is when I – typically, and I'm assuming will be the case this upcoming season, start coming to New York every week to be in studio for CBS Sports Network on Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, which means I fly on Mondays. And boy, to be able to fly on Monday and when I land, know that I don't have a radio show to do, that's a nice night.
It is a nice night, GP.
I like it.
Good
just
for you, man.
Good for you, man.
I mean, I still got to work. But like I said, I like being down there, being a part of the whole thing.
I look forward to Martin Luther King Jr.
I know
day.
You do. I know
Every
you do.
Every day. That's an off day for me. You got Calkins working in the morning. Jason and John working mid-morning.
You know what, too, that I was just thinking about is you're going to get, and we'll see when the schedule drops, but you're also going to get more of those, as far as it concerns me and you, you're going to get more of those early start games, I think, that knocks you out of here like 5:30, because they're going to be on the road playing like a good Eastern Conference team like a lot of times, and that'll probably be highlighted, right, as far as a national TV game. I bet you're going to get a lot of those, maybe more than last time.
It's fine with me. It doesn't matter if the Gary Parrish show airs or not. If it's a 90-minute show.
Just make sure you listen to the broadcast.
Or a two-hour show. My direct deposits are the same, no matter what. So, come on, NBA. I'm glad that you prioritized Grizzlies on MLK Day. That's what you should do. The Civil Rights Museum is amazing. Everything connected to the game is incredible. That needs to be showcased in a big, big way. But not in prime time. We want late afternoon. I could take a tip anywhere between, let's say, 3 o'clock and like 4:30. We need the tip somewhere in that range. Otherwise, somebody has screwed this whole schedule thing up.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Peter Amiston, former radio host, Sports 56, tremendous talent, unrestricted free agent now. He's as smart on the Grizzlies as anybody else. I'll talk to him about this stuff next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here come the menaces of sobriety. Like what?
Super Tiger Woods flew to Delaware today to meet with some prominent PGA Tour players. That's a clear indication of how concerned they are about more people defecting to live golf. Maybe Tiger can help hold this thing together. We'll get into that story in the next segment. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, longtime radio host, Sports 56 here in Memphis, now an unrestricted free agent. That's his description, not mine. It's Peter Edmonston. Make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show, Big Interview on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So, Peter, as I mentioned, you have described yourself as an unrestricted free agent. I hate that we're talking under these circumstances, but I love that I get to talk to you. How you been?
GP, how the hell are you, buddy? I'm great to get a chance to talk to you on the air. We've had a chance to speak many times, of course, for years and years off the air, but it's cool, man. It's great. I'm doing really well. I appreciate it. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm, you know, spending what I believe will be my last week in New York for a little while, juggling podcasting, radio hosting, and television.
So see, this is the thing, Gary. You got to save some gigs for me. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Just one. Just throw me one. I'd be fine. I appreciate it.
Thanks. You know, how, as I was saying that, I was like, how selfish of me.
I throw for you, man. You're my guy, man. I appreciate it. I'm just happy to be able to talk to you. So, man, it's kind of strange for me because of how it's been over the years, but I'm really excited because, I've been listening to your show for a while. I don't know if I was supposed to say that when I was over at the other guy, but I've been a listener for a long time. So.
And I would text you guys sometimes when I'm listening to
absolutely.
You guys. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I've never really understood, like, I mean, I guess I understand it on a basic level, but this whole you got to pretend the other people don't exist. Somebody suggested that to me one time, and I was like, most of those guys over there are my friends, or at least I'm friendly with them. I don't know if everybody there likes me, but I don't have any issues with anybody there. I'm not going to pretend they don't exist. If I'm listening and they say something interesting, I might repeat it and credit them, which I've used your Twitter account quite often during Grizzly seasons.
Man, look, I mean, it's like, you know, growing up, like WWF versus like WCW, like you're not supposed to say like the other guy has a Nitro and Raw. And I don't understand any of that stuff. Like if it's good, it's good. And likewise, man, I've enjoyed, and I've listened to you guys and I've talked to Jeff and Jason, John, all those, I mean, you guys, it's great. So like I said, I'm thrilled to actually be a part of it rather than just be a listener and like, be like, man, I'd like to call Gary and tell him about something. Right? And I'm like, I can't do that. So, but now I can. So, I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate it. Talking to Peter Edmonston, longtime radio host here in Memphis. Let's talk Grizzlies. So schedule news will be official tomorrow, but it is starting to trickle out. Let's start with the first big news. That was over the weekend. Shams Charania reporting that the Grizzlies and Warriors will be a Christmas Day game in San Francisco. And, you know, at The Athletic, for whatever it's worth, the headline was, and there's five games on Christmas Day. You know, the Celtics are playing, the Lakers are playing, and the headline was Grizzlies Warriors headline Christmas Day schedule. They seem to be the main attraction. What does it mean for this franchise to finally get to the level where they have been selected to play not only on Christmas Day, but on Christmas Day against the reigning champions?
Well, and on Christmas Day against the reigning champions on a day when the NFL is firing off a regular season schedule. So it's a major, major day for the NBA to put the biggest guns they can up against a really tough NFL schedule. So all of that tells you just how the profile of the Grizzlies has, like, it's been an astronomical increase. And a lot of it is, you know, you called your own shot. You got John Morant out here who is calling the shot, who is putting it out there, and who is, you know, at times single-handedly raising the Grizzlies' profile, not only the way he's playing on the court, but then off the court with, you know, his ability to manipulate social media, with his ability to you know, just be himself and to, you know, talk a lot of ish about this, that, and the other. That's beautiful. From a storyline perspective, that's what the NBA wants. And Grizzlies, Warriors, you know, there's no shortage of storylines. There's no shortage of things the NBA could choose. But that is such a particularly special one right now because it combines the unmistakable star power of Ja Morant. And you can see in the jersey sales and the international broadcasting and all this stuff, Ja Morant is a superstar. The Grizzlies have never had a superstar. He's a superstar. And the Warriors speak for themselves. There's a rivalry there. It's beautiful as far as I'm concerned, and long may it continue. And I mean, next year, maybe they bring it back here.
They are obviously rivals. You know, the Grizzlies have been described by national pundits as the Warriors' biggest rival. It's gotten nasty in certain times with Klay Thompson or Jaren Jackson Jr. or Dylan Brooks or Ja Morant or Draymond Green, whomever. And yet, when this is announced, Draymond invited Ja Morant over to the house for a Christmas Eve dinner, I assume. Do you think Ja Morant will eat with the enemy the night before the game?
Not the night before. I don't know. Maybe the night of, though. Yeah, I think after the game, they'll roll over to the crib for a bite to eat. It's we talked WWF earlier on. There's a little element of that, and I think that's something that Ja understands. Now, see, Gary, this is where in wrestling, sometimes you have to kind of wonder, like, is this real or is this kind of like behind the scenes? Like, you know, sometimes Ja's done some stuff, like he wrecked his car on his birthday. I don't know if that's great for, you know, so is that like a good thing, bad thing? I don't know. The stuff that he puts about hollow points in the description of Draymond Green and some issues that have gone on is, I don't think that's necessarily the best. We're kind of blurring the lines here, but for the most part, it's storyline, and Draymond's like, look, man, this is great because it's going to just increase the attention on all of us. And it's going to get me paid. It's going to get you paid. It's going to get the league paid. So, yeah, man, come on over and have some turkey. Let's go.
Talking to Peter Edmonston here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It was reported earlier today that the MLK Day game will go as it normally goes, with the Grizzlies hosting on that Monday, and the opponent for the second time in 3 years will be the Phoenix Suns. So that'll be a matchup of the teams with the two best records from the regular season last season. Like, with only one exception, every year since 2003, the Grizzlies have hosted on an MLK Day game. But it hasn't always been the priority. Sometimes the opponent's been bad. Sometimes it's been on NBA TV. It now seems like the NBA has prioritized it, but it's a much easier thing to do when Ja Morant's the face of it and the Grizzlies are legitimate contenders, right?
Yeah, and I think that it's been frustrating for a lot of us here. I know you've talked about it in the past. I have as well. Like, I think that transition from MLK Day to from a potential educational experience and an honoring of Dr. King's legacy to Christmas 2, where you're just throwing out a bunch of games and really hyping the publicity side of it, it's gone too much to the extreme where it's the NBA just kind of hyping itself and becoming that sort of second big holiday schedule rather than focusing on what really should be important. And it's always been my hope. And to me, this is a slam dunk, man. I don't know why they can't do this. Like, this, it should be Grizzlies and Hawks every year. And you flip flop between Atlanta and Memphis. It should be the focal point of the Dr. King ceremonies. TNT, ESPN, whoever's going to be carrying, you know, those games should be live on that scene. I've said that they should play the Saturday before and then do a bus tour from whichever city. You know, it should be a Saturday-Monday doubleheader and do a bus from Memphis to Atlanta or from Atlanta to Memphis, stop through Alabama at all the different sites and various stops that were such a huge part of Dr. King's legacy. You could make it a really important thing to teach people and to grow rather than just to sell a bunch of basketball stuff. And, you know, it's nice that the Grizzlies are getting that publicity, but I would love to see a little more focus on the educational side of it. And I think they've blown an opportunity or two over the years.
The full schedule will be released tomorrow afternoon. Most people expect the Grizzlies to have more true national television games, TNT, ABC, ESPN, than any other season in franchise history. Is that what you expect as well?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you could see it at the end of last year when they started getting flexed into games And they started – I mean, if you look at the ratings, you know, and Gary, I know you guys you're paying attention to kind of what's going on. You know, when you're covering games over on the college basketball side, you pay keen attention to, you know, who's watching, who draws eyeballs, who doesn't. And the Grizzlies draw eyeballs. The Grizzlies series with the Timberwolves was phenomenal. The Grizzlies series with the Warriors was phenomenal. The way they played down the stretch was fantastic. They have that unique combination of skill and a little pizzazz, a little something special that you kind of, a little stardust that you sprinkle on top of it. So that's going to be a big deal. And more and more, the market size is just not, it's just not that big of a deal. You've had Giannis in Milwaukee. You've got Zion in New Orleans. You've got Ja in Memphis. You had KD and Russ and Harden in Oklahoma City. I mean, the NBA is its own marketing behemoth. It doesn't specifically need a strong New York, a strong LA. I mean, the Knicks and Lakers will be on Christmas and whatever just because they sort of have to be. But the NBA is fine. And the Grizzlies, because of what they've been able to do, they're going to be on more and more, and they should. I mean, they should. I mean, look at some of the highlights you're going to get. It's crazy.
Talking to Peter Evanston, longtime radio host here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's talk broadly about the offseason that the Grizzlies have had. They lose D'Anthony Melton to a trade, lose Kyle Anderson to free agency, bring back Tyus Jones, draft some rookies. Have they done enough this offseason to continue pushing toward what should be the goal, and that's a world championship?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing, Gary. I don't know. I mean, a lot of it depends on the rehabilitation of Jaren Jackson Jr. and his foot injury and the surgery that he's gone through. And there's been some optimism on that front that he may come back a little bit sooner than thought initially. Maybe you're thinking sometime into January, MLK Day, maybe sooner than that. I've heard some wild speculation that he might be back much sooner than that. But I think you all have to be careful with those sorts of foot injuries. But I don't know. You're replacing – I mean, like, yeah, how much do you put in summer league? Summer League was kind of meh for the Grizzlies. It was not super impressive. If you look at the rookies that they've brought in, they were okay. There were some moments for sure, but it didn't look as though you're going to get to see Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, and company come in and immediately grab those minutes that have been given up by D'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, as you mentioned, immediately grab those minutes. And so you're replacing, I know there's a lot of discussion about like how good are those guys really, but in the regular season in particular, they were excellent. And you need 8-9 solid, really good guys in the regular season to rack up a 50-plus win season. Those minutes are now replaced by guys that I don't get the impression that you're going to immediately jump in and put Kennedy Chandler, David Roddy, Jake LaRavia, as much as I liked Junior Lofton. Like, I don't get the impression that those guys are going to immediately jump in and start playing fantastic minutes for the Grizzlies. So it may take a little while to get things up to speed. So I'm not quite sure that they may end up being better by March and April, but I think you could see a little bit of a rough early go, and I'll be very curious to see what the full schedule looks like early in the year because I think there may be some growing pains with those rookies playing those roles and without Jaren Jackson Jr.
Wrapping up here with Peter Evanston. Last thing before I let you go, you follow soccer closely. You've called some 901 FC games. They've got 48 points. They're second in the Eastern Conference. They signed a 17-year-old who got a bicycle kick in his first match. What do I need to know about 901 FC?
Hey, you need to know they've got a great manager, Ben Pyramid, phenomenal. That kid, Knight Pickering, you just mentioned, really excited. An exciting young American prospect, kid that came from the Dallas area, and a lot of people are kind of keeping an eye on him for maybe down the line, the U.S. men's national team. They play really, really hard, and they've gotten changed a little bit of the dynamic in their behind-the-scenes stuff, so they're signing guys some nice deals now. I think there's going to be some continuity from year to year. Really looking forward to it. I'm going to be on the call for, I think, 4 or 5 matches coming up here in the next little bit, so excited to jump in there. And I would tell everybody, man, go out there and watch, because especially if the weather is not going to be just absolutely brutal. They are a fun watch, and they may make a little noise in the playoffs.
That is Peter Evanston, longtime radio host here in Memphis. Make sure you find him on Twitter at Peter Edmonston. Terrific stuff, buddy. I appreciate your time. Hope to see you real soon.
Yeah, I love you, GP. Thanks, buddy.
All right. That's Peter Edmonston, a longtime radio host here in Memphis. Awesome to be able to talk to him for a few minutes here on 92.9 FM ESPN. When we come back, some prominent PGA Tour players, among them Tiger Woods, gathering today in Delaware to discuss what their next move should be as LIV continues to try to pull players to their side in this golf war. I'll get you updated on that story next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Need an appliance? Shop the new appliance truckload event at Lowe's, going on now. From refrigerators and ranges to dishwashers and laundry pairs, we have a large selection of appliances from the brands you trust. Plus, get store-wide savings by shopping other in-stock categories. Go to your local Lowe's store or visit Lowe's.com to shop the appliance truckload event and find what you need now. While supplies last, valid through 8/17.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Time for back to school is almost here, but getting ready to go back to school time has already begun. Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. We have all the New Balance shoes your kids need to keep them looking, feeling, and performing their best this fall. Whether your kids play sports, need gear for PE, or just want to look great, New Balance Memphis is your first stop. New Balance designs shoes specifically for younger feet, and our fit specialists are trained in measuring growing feet. At New Balance Memphis, we match everyone with the perfect pair of shoes that's fit just for them. Get here soon and choose from the largest selection of New Balance shoes in Memphis, including all the newest styles. We also have the latest New Balance apparel, from high performance to comfy casual. Get ready for back to school now by shopping locally with us at the New Balance Memphis store, located on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. Come experience the difference a custom fit makes at New Balance Memphis.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Looking for a new ride but can't seem to find the one you want? Well, we got it covered at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Take the road by storm in a 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive SUV. Now just $245 a month. 36-month lease, $29.99 due at signing. That's $245 a month for a 2023 Kia Seltos LX. And we've got lots to choose from at Gossett Kia on the Pike. But if you don't see what you want, we'll get it ordered for you ASAP. Just pick out the one you want and you won't pay over at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Plus, all Gossett Kias come equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. We'll shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P737-145, MSRP 24610. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/1/22. Dealer stock only.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the okay, Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your bestest man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my then. See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost. Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat? Boom. You wanna come in and play with the goat?
Goat body.
All you rap sound like me. Can't tell who is who. You got no real identity. Can't tell you from you. Price went up.
Yeah.
Angel Invest.
Adam Rittenberg covers college football for ESPN, so we'll talk some college football with him. We're gonna do it in the next segment, a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Tiger Woods jumped on a private plane today, flew from Florida to Delaware in advance of this week's PGA Tour event to hold a meeting with some select prominent PGA Tour members in an attempt to discuss thoroughly what the next move should be as LIV Golf continues to try to take golfers away from the PGA Tour and bring them to the Saudi-backed league. And so this is the latest bit of evidence that suggests just how seriously the PGA Tour is now taking this. Like when you get Tiger Woods to fly to Delaware just to take a meeting to try to hold this thing together as if he's acting like the de facto commissioner, you know, that's a pretty good indicator of just how concerned the PGA Tour is. Tiger Woods is of losing more golfers to LIV Golf. Did you see the video, Bennett, of Tiger Woods getting off the plane, walking to the car?
No, I haven't seen it. Well, what's going on?
It wasn't encouraging.
What do you mean?
He was walking with a big limp.
Oh, I thought you were saying like he looked somber.
He looked somber, and I don't know why he doesn't do something about that bald spot. He's got an insane bald spot.
I think it's kind of his brand at this point.
I don't know that a bald spot should be somebody's brand, unless it's maybe Larry David.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who deals with the disease of baldness, you know, I think Tiger's always like been a little light up top.
Once I got to where I had a noticeable bald spot, and it was like, do you want to go through a procedure to get your hair back or just shave it bald? I was like, I'm just going to shave it bald, but I'm not going to be a guy with a bunch of hair and a big bald spot. I'm just not going to be that.
I think that's the correct move. Yeah.
Then why is Tiger Woods not doing that? If it was so obvious to me, why wouldn't it be so obvious to a Stanford graduate like Tiger Woods?
I don't know. Maybe he's just having trouble letting go. And listen, he's filthy rich. Like he can get away, if anyone could get away with it, it's Tiger.
He could do whatever he needs to do.
Yeah, yeah.
He could do whatever he needs to do, and yet he still has hair, but a pretty big bald spot. So that's what I saw. I saw a man limping pretty dramatically. And then that big bald spot. He didn't look like he's ready to play golf. I'll tell you that.
Damn.
He was, you know, and maybe in fairness to Tiger Woods, sometimes you sit on a plane for a few hours, you're not moving, you stiffen up a little bit, and then, you know, it takes you a minute to get going, but once you get going, you're fine. Maybe that's what I witnessed. He had just gotten off the plane. His legs were a little stiff because he had been sitting there.
Oh, man. I mean, dude, you fly a lot. Like, when we flew a couple weeks ago, my gosh, like, we had all those different flights. I was barely walking straight after that third one.
The one that gets me the most, like, my legs stop working, is after I play golf, and like if we walk or if it's cart path only, you know, cart path only, you're going to do about 8,000 steps.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you walk, you're going to do, you know, 5 or 6 miles, and then you get in the, and it's fine. You can walk another 5 or 6 miles, it feels like, but you get in the car, and then I drive home for like 30 minutes, and my legs are sort of, you know, like they are in a car, and then I get home, it'll be tough to get out of the car.
It wrecks you.
Or it doesn't wreck you, but like I notice, like, oh boy, I'm gonna have to put in some effort to get out of this car. Some of it's just getting old too. Like we were hanging out at a friend's house a few weeks ago, and I was sitting in some chair, and they were sitting somewhere else, and I got up, and when I got up, I went, oh, and I think I said the F word. I think I said like, oh F, and they were like, yo, are you okay? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm fine. That's just the expression I make when I have to move. When I have to move suddenly, those are the words that come out of my mouth, because like you notice that something's not right. So that's what Tiger Woods looked like. He didn't look great walking from that plane to that car, but I'm going to chalk it up to he had just been sitting still on a plane for, you know, 2.5 hours, and it took him a minute to get going. So Ricky Fowler was on the plane with him, which was interesting because, you know, Ricky Fowler is not, playing this week. He didn't qualify for it. Mm-hmm. But Ricky Fowler is somebody who's been rumored to go to LIV because, like, he's a perfect candidate for it. He's a big name, a notable face, but he can't. He doesn't win anymore on the PGA Tour. So taking guaranteed money would probably be smart for him. But if he's on Tiger's private plane, that suggests that he's not going that direction. I'd be interested to know, and we don't know yet, like, did they invite Cameron Smith to this meeting? You think you'd try to get in a room with Cameron Smith?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, I would try to. I would definitely invite
him. Mainly because he's like the young up-and-comer, right, who's –
He's the second-ranked golfer in the world. He has won the most recent major championship, and he is reportedly close to going to LIV Golf for a little more than $100 million of guaranteed money. If he's already signed the contract, I guess there's not much you can do about it. But if he's telling you, I talked to him, but I haven't agreed technically to anything – I haven't signed anything, then I think, yeah, you try to get him in the room and say, man, don't do this. We just taped an episode of Time to Shine for CBS Sports Network that'll be airing in about 8 minutes. And this was obviously one of the topics we discussed. And Evan Washburn, who does the show with me, asked me, so what good can Tiger Woods do here? And I just remember, you know, earlier this summer, Harold Varner was rumored to be going to LIV Golf. And he finally said on the record, I'm not going. And, you know, I talked to a lot of people about it, among them Michael Jordan. And Michael told me I should not go. And it was, he didn't say this, but it was like, if Michael Jordan tells you not to do something, you don't do it. Now, you know, Harold is a Jordan brand athlete. So, you know, Michael Jordan literally puts money in his pocket. So the relationship's a little different. But I do think if Tiger Woods walks into a room and you're thinking about going to LIV and he sets you down and says, I took this tour to a place that has allowed you to make millions of dollars, and now it's your responsibility to take this tour to a new place. You can't abandon it now. Not to go play in what amounts to exhibitions, you know, for a Saudi-backed company. Like, it wouldn't just be betraying the PGA Tour. It'd be betraying me. You'd be letting me down. That might move the needle for somebody, might, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It might. Like, if Tiger Woods sat down and talked to me like that, it would at least make me, you know, think again about what I want to do. And it's the GOAT asking you, please, I worked hard to get this to this place. I can't watch it fall apart. I turned down $800 million from LIV Golf. You can turn down 30. Now, the counter to that is, yeah, you already got $800 million, though. I don't have 30, so I got to go. But you know, it just underlines the situation that they're in now. You know, they went from being pretty dismissive of LIV Golf to now seriously concerned LIV is going to continue to pick off some of the top golfers in the world. And so they're trying to figure out how to keep that from happening. But according to Alan Shipnuck, who's a prominent golf writer, everything was on the table for discussion earlier today. Do we need to change commissioners? Do we need to boycott majors? Do we need to maybe cooperate with LIV Golf? Maybe that's something we should consider. Maybe it's a mistake that we didn't go there already. So those meetings are reportedly going on right now, and it'll be interesting throughout the rest of the night to see the reporting that comes out of that. What did Tiger say? What was said back? And what type of possibilities were presented? Again, that reporting should be trickling out throughout the night.
Story number two.
I don't want to talk about it, but I felt like I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't talk about it.
Yep.
Game one of the crucial NL East series between the Mets and Braves. It went to the Atlanta Braves 13-1.
What? Okay. Who? I asked you about our guy last night. What was his name?
Carlos Carrasco.
Yeah, I wasn't that confident, and I was just trying to build you up heading into game one of this series. But, you know, as soon as we did the biggest game last night, I had a bad taste in my mouth. I did.
It didn't go well, Bennett. Down 3-0 in the second. Carrasco gave up back-to-back home runs. Down 5-0 in the fourth, and then down 13-1 in the sixth. Like, thank God I had Better Call Saul series finale to distract me from this mess of a situation. I have obtained an SNY. One of the awful things, truly awful things, awful things about being here is that my hotel does not have SNY. My MLB app is blacked out.
Because you're in New York.
Because I'm in New York City. And so I can't watch Mets games in my hotel room.
How does your hotel not have that channel?
Just doesn't have it. Trust me.
That seems absurd.
It feels absurd. And so I said, you know what? I can go to a bar. But I didn't just – I know this is going to run counter to what people think about me. But I don't want to just sit in a bar all night long watching a baseball game by myself and drinking all night.
Yeah.
I could. Like, there's a million great bars in New York City.
Sure.
There's one literally right across the street. But I just don't want to sit in a bar all night.
Yeah,
long.
It probably starts getting a little sad in, like, that third hour. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah, it's just now, I have gone to bars to watch Mets games before, and it's usually fun because you end up sitting next to somebody who also is a Mets fan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It can be fun. I just wasn't. After a long day of work, I was just like, I don't want to sit in a bar all night long. There was a time in my life where I never thought I wouldn't want to sit in a bar all night long. But now I've reached the point where I don't have much use for it. So I said, you know what? It's a nice night. I'll stream the radio. Howie Rose, great broadcast. And I'll just walk the city and listen to the game.
There you go.
Yeah. And so I got about 4 miles in last night. I listened to the game, and then I was like, well, I just can't keep walking around all night long. This is crazy. So it just sort of popped in my head. I don't know why I'd never done this before. I started texting all my friends who live here. And I was like, do you have an SNY login? Because you can stream it on the SNY app. And I finally got a hold of one. So I was able to stream the rest of the game, on my iPad, which was great. Except by the time I got to that,
it's too late.
It was a slaughterhouse, just an absolute slaughterhouse. The Mets ended up using 5 pitchers last night, and only one of them didn't give up a run, and his name's Darren Ruff. The interesting thing about Darren Ruff, not a pitcher. He's a first baseman. They just put him down when they were down 13-1. He pitched the 7th and the 8th, I believe, scoreless innings. So he was terrific. But when a backup first baseman is your most effective pitcher, that's not a good night. Making things worse, Carrasco had to leave the game with left side tightness. He's going to be sidelined for much of the next month. So none of that's good. But Mets. You ready for bright side?
I'm ready. What's up?
Mets still have a 4.5 game lead in the NL East. And after they get through this tough stretch of games, the remaining schedule is, relatively speaking, easier than the Braves' remaining schedule. And 538 still gives the Mets an 83% chance to win the NL East. So it'll still be fine, but last night was a walloping. Congrats to Braves fans. I don't want to say I'm happy for you guys, but I understand if you were celebrating last night because if the Mets would have beat the Braves 13-1, I'd have been celebrating too.
Story number three.
Rough story. for Memphis alum Anthony Miller. He had gotten hurt, shoulder injury, in practice last week, and it
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.